Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. If you guys are just joining us, we have been talking about quite a few things to help you get ready for that winter vacation. Now, I love the winter. It's a great time to do all kinds of fascinating things, like maybe participating in snow activities or even going to the beach. There are all kinds of activities. But when I was thinking about the show today, I thought back about all the places that I have had a chance to go to, like over this year, thinking back even to the first part of the year, because I wanted to give you a suggestion of really my favorite place that I've been to so far this year, and maybe plan a winter vacation there for yourself. And that place is Quebec, Canada. Now, I went to Quebec back in February of this year and had a fantastic time. It was so much fun. It was my first time to Quebec, and I had a chance to do all kinds of fascinating things. Now, my suggestion for a winter vacation, if you also want to do a lot of fun things, would be Quebec. So I put together a list of 10 things of why I think it's great for a winter vacation and why I think you'll have a great time. So I'm going to start with number 10 and I'll work my way up to number 1, because number 1 is really and truly how I had so much fun there. But now number 10 is snowmobiling. I know that everyone likes to get that adrenaline going. You like to be out there in the action and having a lot of fun. And there are opportunities all around Quebec to do just that. I mean, there are great trails along the mountain range, or you can go through the woods, or, you know, you can just do all kinds of different snowmobiling. Wow, that's a tongue twister. When you're there in Quebec, I mean, it's a great opportunity for that. And snowmobiles can be rented throughout the region. And visit the website snowmobiledestination.com to plan your experience. And just choose what really works for you. Maybe the mountains, as I mentioned, or going through the woods. But either way, it's going to be adrenaline flowing and going for the whole experience. Now, number 9 is the St. Lawrence River. The St. Lawrence River and Quebec, it's part of their DNA. I mean, so much activity happens on that river, and it's a great place to just kind of stroll by or even experience the river by ferry. What I did when I was there is I took the ferry across so that I could come back and take pictures of the skyline of Quebec, because it's so beautiful, and it's picture postcard ready photos of the Chateau Frontenac, which is that hotel that you probably have seen in lots of pictures of Quebec. So it's a great opportunity to go across and take photos of that. You may also find that you're coming back across doing snowfall, or maybe colliding with big chunks of ice that are out in the river, and you're kind of bumping your way back across. And it may sound a little scary, but actually that was a lot of fun. It was snowing when we came back across, and the big ice chunks, it just made really for more of that picture-perfect view of Quebec. Now, it leads from the old port area, so you can go down there, hop on the ferry, take it over, or if you want to, you can just stroll along and just watch the ice canoeing race during the winter carnival, which is very exciting. And talking about adrenaline flowing, you definitely can get that going, even if you're not participating. Now, my number 8 thing to do is to visit the Plains of Abraham. Now, that's a really interesting name, but what it is this Quebec City Central Park, very similar to Central Park in New York City. That's Quebec Central Park. It's beautiful, it's green, and it's in the heart of the city, and it is the scene of many historic events that have taken place like throughout the years. Is the famous Battle of Quebec back in 1759 took place there. So when you go there, you can just think about all the history and all the things that took place right in the area where maybe you're just walking and having some play fun during the winter carnival as well. Because during that time, they have a giant playground that you can do all kinds of things like ice sledding and sledding around in big tubes, all kinds of things. But now if you're more inclined to go indoors, there's also the National Museum of Art that's at the Plains of Abraham. And number 7 is to visit the Wendake Village, which is part of the First Nation. Now you can take a tour of the facilities there, where they have reconstructed an actual Huron village. It's an authentic recreation so that you really get a feel of what the history and the culture and everything is of the Wendake people. Now, number six is to stroll by the Chateau Frontenac Hotel. You can go either on the upper level or you can go on the lower level of the St. Lawrence River. And it really is one of the most photographed hotels in the world. It's several stories high, the red brick, the green roof. When you see that, I mean, you're definitely going to bring your camera out because it is just a very picture-perfect place to take lots of pictures of, maybe even some selfies in front of it. It was built in 1892 and has been expanded several times. It was destroyed by fire in 1926, but was rebuilt. Now, one of the things that I really loved about that area is that when you're walking along there, there's so many neat little shops and so many places for you to just stop and have a coffee and just really take in the whole historic area of Quebec. And speaking of historic Quebec, my number five suggestion is to visit Old Quebec. It is the only walled city north of Mexico. So a great opportunity to really feel that historic part of the French civilization in North America, experience all the mixture of architecture, culture, and art. And it's a very walkable area, so you can really take your time and just walk around and visit several of the things right there in Old Quebec. It's very charming. When you think about it, it's 400 years that have been preserved right there in Old Quebec just for you to come and visit. Now, my number four thing is, for all of the animal lovers out there, if you're a dog lover, you can go dog sledding. Now, I've heard some people say, oh, but isn't that abusing the animals? But this is a perfect opportunity for those dog lovers out there, even people who are doubting the, you know, the value of dog sledding. It's a great opportunity for you to see how a community really depends on the dogs that are there, really for the survival of human survival. The people in those areas have had to depend on dogs to really help them with transportation and for hauling things. So dog sledding is really a great way to really see that in action. Now, there are several opportunities and several companies that offer this exciting experience. You can drive your own huskies along the trails through the woods. Are there also some packages where you can take your family along, take groups along, or just do it as individuals. Or you can even stay in rustic cabins and go snowshoe hiking as well. Now, my number three thing to do in Quebec is to visit the Ice Hotel. Now, some of you may remember from a previous show, I talked about my experience of actually sleeping in an ice hotel in Sweden. So you can do the same thing here. You can actually spend the night, or you can just go for a visit. It is open from January 4th to March 26th, and it is the only ice hotel in North America. But hey, if you don't want to sleep on ice, if that just sounds really too far-fetched for you, that's okay. You can still go by and tour the ice hotel. And when you're touring it, you can actually go on an ice slide. You can visit the ice bar. You can go to the chapel. Some people have even gotten married in the chapel there at the ice hotel. Talking about a really cool wedding, that's top of the list for that. But if you don't want to spend the night, you can definitely go and have a drink in your ice glass at the ice bar. But hey, if you want to do what I did and spend the night, there are themed rooms, so you can definitely spend the night in one of those really cool rooms, and they'll get you all set up and let you know exactly what you have to do to sleep on an ice bed. Sounds exciting, doesn't it? Ice bed, okay? But check out the Ice Hotel at the Ice Hotel there in Quebec. Now, my second one is the Nordic Spa. When I was in Quebec back in February, I had a chance to go to the Arctic Spa. And I mean, it's such a special experience because you have the hot and the cold treatments right there together. There are all kinds of cool pools that you can get into. There are relaxation saunas and there are steam baths and there are thermal waterfalls. And yes, it is cold outside while you're doing some of these things. But it's amazing how your body kind of tricks you into thinking you're not quite as cold as you would think you would feel. Now, my final number one thing to do when going to Quebec for the winter holidays is to go to the Winter Carnival. I mean, it is definitely just a fascinating thing to do. First of all, if you're a Christmas person like I am, when you go in January 27th through February 12th are the actual dates of the Winter Carnival. you actually stepped back into Christmas. I was so shocked when I arrived to see Christmas trees that were still up, Christmas lights that were still bright. I mean, it was so exciting for me because I just love Christmas. But now I have to tell you, there's some other reasons why I really love the Winter Carnival as well. And it's because of Bonhomme. And he is the ambassador. He's like this big, jolly, 6'2" snowman that comes around, gives big hugs, and he's supposed to be for the kids, but the adults fall in love with him as well. So there are thousands of visitors every year for this Winter Carnival. You can do sleigh rides, skating, dog sledding. So check out their website at QuebecRegion.com. Now, this has been a full show with a lot of things that we've talked about. Check out our website for all the email addresses, all the website addresses, and we'll have them printed there for you. Thank you for joining us today. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.